Hi, this is a discussion for Sheila Neely, S-H-E-I-L-A-N-E-E-L-Y. Sheila Neely. The date of service is 6-11-2024. Date of birth is 10-11-1960. Date of accident is 4-9-2024. The chief complaint are the patient report that she was allegedly involved in an automobile accident 4-9-2024 leading to all the symptoms as reported. Severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, numbness and tingling of the right hand, right arm, pain in both shoulders. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 4-9-2024, approximately 2:30 to 3 p.m. as a passenger, rear passenger on the left side. She was not wearing the seatbelt as the seatbelt was broken in this vehicle. And she was going to the doctor's office. And the accident happened on E-course and outer drive. Patient report that they had stopped on a light intersection light when they were rear-ended at a high speed, although they do not know the speed of the other car. The damage is that she has pictures to be sent, and the hatchback of the car in the rear was completely broken, but there was no damage inside, no damage to the seat belts, other seat belts, headrest, dashboard or windows or glass. Regarding the injury, patient described that she smashed to the front seat and she injured her head and chest and both knees to the front seat, and she had a whiplash, and neck was stiff after the accident. She reported that there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The airbag did not deploy. However, the police did not come, ambulance didn't come. She decided to go to the emergency room on the same day in Wyandotte Hospital. She was there for 3 hours. CT scan of the head and neck was done. They were found to be negative. X-ray of the spine was done, was found to be okay, and was discharged. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches which are severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on. They are located in the back of the head as well as the right temple. Severe, off and on, sensitive to the light and noise, associated with nausea, but no vomiting, no seizures, no aura. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, especially the right ear, with buzzing, loss of balance, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea. But patient denies any issue with the loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies confusion, disorientation, forgetfulness. Patient denies incontinence of the urine bowel. Patient denies vomiting. Patient denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient denies any taste or smell or TMJ problem. Patient denies any sleep disturbance, subtle anesthesia. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic. She denies any issue with a walking problem, lightheadedness. And she denies any numbness or tingling of the lower extremities or the left arm. History of pain, patient is reporting pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and both knees. To the tune of 10, the right knee pain is 8, left knee pain is 10, and both the shoulders are 10. She has an incredible difficulty in lifting the arm in forward flexion and abduction. There is a constant numbness and tingling of the right arm involving all the 5 fingers with weakness of the right arm. The headaches are present. They were present before the accident, but now they are more severe. And mostly they are in the occipital and vertex and the right temple, constant, associated with nausea. There is a difficulty in walking. These pains continuous, described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, heart burning, aching, and tender. Pain is 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient report that in the past treatment, patient has been seen at the Wyandotte Hospital for the ER visit on the day of accident. She has been done Cairo 1, Dr. Ware 3 visits, and physical therapy right way 3 visits. And she has seen Dr. Sasdeva, who is her primary care doctor, and also Dr. Sri Pada, SRI-PADA. She has seen a neurologist who has ordered the MR of the and the Dearborn. The neurologist located in the Dearborn, but she doesn't know the name. And she has had CT scan, MRIs, X-rays, and various investigations done so far. She does report that she drops the phone from the right arm, and there is a ongoing numbness, tingling of the right arm, but not for the lower extremities or the left arm. She has been using some medications also. Please review the records for the system review, for the surgical history. Let me do the surgical history. She has had a tonsil and adenoidectomy in 1972. She has a fracture of the right elbow surgery for Wyandotte Hospital in 2011. She had two back surgeries for the lumbar spine in 2008, laminectomy, 2018, lumbar fusion. The laminectomy was at Wyandotte Hospital and lumbar fusion at Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. She had three surgeries for the left knee for meniscus repair, but not total knee replacement at Wyandotte Hospital and Seaway Hospital. She had a cholecystectomy and gallbladder surgery in 2006 at Wyandotte Hospital. She had two fibroid surgery and hysterectomy in 1994 in Wyandotte Hospital. She has also thyroid nodule and a cancer surgery in 2009 and 2010 in Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn, and is doing well. Tubal ligation was done in 92, C-section was done in 1988. She reports of allergies to Lortab, Propoxyphen, Venlafaxine. Family history is positive. Mother is deceased due to cancer of the uterus and stomach and lung cancer. Father is deceased due to the stroke and cardiac illness and cirrhosis. She has three sisters and six brothers, and some of them are suffering from heart illness, COPD, cancer, breast cancer, leukemias, etc. One sister is deceased out of them. Relationship status: patient is divorced. She has three children. One kid died of brain aneurysm, and now she has two kids. One is a 47-year-old woman and 32-year-old woman. Employment status: she is suffering from chronic fibromyalgia prior to the accident and general arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and she has not been working. She is on disability. Legal history: patient has retained SEWA law firm. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Currently use the chart for the ADLs, and physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 148 over 85, pulse is 49, pulse ox is 100. The height is 5'2 and weight is 209. 63-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polydipsia. Hydration is good. No overt anxiety or lethargy noticed. There is no active distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain crisis noticed. Patient does have a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent, but using a rollator walker and a cane. The rest of the exam comes from the template. There's a multiple scars, like in the left knee, in the back, and the elbow area, abdomen area, for various surgeries. And no other findings. Neurological examination is completely normal. Psychiatric normal. Musculature examination, there is no muscle spasm. And please use the template for that musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment. No scars are noticed in the spine area. The palpation reveals no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. The range of motion of the cervical spine is 50 forward flexion, 50 extension, 35 bilateral side flexion, rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful at 15 degrees. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, the Hoffman sign is negative. The Sperling sign is positive. The Lermit test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Soto-R test negative. Myelopathy sign is absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg rest is positive bilaterally. Kemp test is positive bilaterally. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joints are not tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. Ever test, Gonsalon test negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Both shoulders and both knees have a painful history, so they will be reported separately. The rest of the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, with no deficit in motor power or reflexes are normal, no fetal edema. Quick test negative, no leg length discrepancy noticed. The patient is using a rollator walker to walk with due to her pre-existing issues. Examination of both the shoulders revealed that the patient has a restricted movements on active motion to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion bilaterally, although right shoulder is more worse and more painful than the left. Although the patient reports 10 pain level to be 10 on both shoulders. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive on the right shoulder, and speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are all positive on the right shoulder, and there is a motor weakness on the right shoulder. But palpation does not reveal any fracture dislocation, and the inspection does not reveal any other swelling or any other issues. Distally, the Phelan sign, Tillman sign is negative. Motor power is slightly poor, like 4x5, with a slightly poor grip, but other than that, no other findings. In both the knees, there are no positive findings felt. The patient has no scar, erythema, effusion on inspection. On palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motions are completely normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray sign and Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. Before the diagnosis, let me say the medication. The patient is on the following medication, which is atorvastatin for cholesterol 40 mg a day, Cozaar 50 mg for high blood pressure, Norco 5-325 for pain, metoprolol, succinate 100 mg a day, Montelukast sodium 10 mg for allergies, GEMTESA 75 milligrams, Pralasec 20 milligrams for stomach protection, Topiramate 50 milligrams for headaches, Seroquel 50 milligrams for depression, Synthroid 88 milligrams for thyroid, Albuterol sulfate PRN for breathing, Flonase for nasal allergies, Meclizine 25 milligrams for dizziness, Zyrtec 10 milligrams for allergies, Symbicort for breathing. Diagnosis, general E116.9, 110.1, V891.9, 150.9, V893.1, G89.21, R53.1, S09.90XA, M60.830, V79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, and 79.2 muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, both shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, knees, M25.561, M25.562, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, and MS13.4XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care for Sheila Neely is from the template. Treatment plan is described as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders and both knees, 3 times a week. She can see a chiropractor, acupuncture, home treatment, yoga has been discussed. Disability, patient is disabled for work, housework, and transportation and case management. Patient brought a case manager with her, so that has been approved. Medications, non-narcotic. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for sleep and muscle relaxation. For Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day, she already own it and she can make sure that she takes it. For stomach protection, lidocaine gel 25%, 200 gram for PRN. She already is taking Norco and no other medications are prescribed. She can continue taking all her medication otherwise. No narcotic medications. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. The patient did bring various records from Insight Imaging. They were done at Insight Surgical Hospital. An MRI of the lumbar spine shows a bulging disc, passive hypertrophy, and ligament of 11 thickening at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Although there is no significant disc issues, and patient was informed about this, at L5-S1, there is a trace of bulging disc and a tiny annular fissure. Since this MRI is done immediately after the accident, we'll wait till some therapy has been done for 90 days and see if there is any improvement. Interventional pain procedure, patient could qualify for a lumbar epidural steroid injection and also cervical epidural steroid injection, as she does have a bulging disc in the cervical spine, C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, C71, especially if there is no relief from therapy and other treatment protocols. Surgical options, none are being considered. neuropsych not warranted at this time, but she may get go for an evaluation. Attended care and caseworker is a patient is undergoing caseworker, but attended care is not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered released from the previous providers. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. Maybe a right shoulder MRI will be ordered later on if the pains are not gone away. DMEs, patients provided with back brace, neck brace, tensioner to help further. Education, yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Personal support, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.